today gathered for such a momentous, historic event. Yes, at times it will be certainly solemn, for we gather here for a very important reason, a very important reality of life, and that is to seek the justice, give the justice, and honor our women and girls that are missing, our women and girls that are murdered, and to stop this national tragedy and disgrace.
Elder Claudette Kamanda's opening prayer launched Canada's inquiry into its missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls in Ottawa on August 3, 2016. Some accounts have the number of the missing and murdered to be in the thousands and growing each day. As this issue is probed and the truths emerge, the world watches. Each of these girls, each of these women, had a family, had goals, had a life that was taken too soon. On the night of August 19th, 2009, Hillary Angel Wilson became one of them. It was here, near Winnipeg, Manitoba, a field off Highway 59 near the North Perimeter, that Hillary's body was found. Hillary Angel Wilson was just 18 years old when she was last seen on the evening of August 19th, 2009, in the north end of Winnipeg at Selkirk Avenue and Mackenzie Street, where, according to some reports, she made a phone call from a payphone around 8:30 p.m. Hillary was from Norway House Cree Nation, 8.5 hours north of Winnipeg. She moved to Winnipeg with her mother, seeking more opportunity. The city was far different from Hillary's home community. The day after she was last seen, Hillary's body was found in a field in East St. Paul, just outside of Winnipeg. At any time during this broadcast or afterward, if you have any information that might help solve the case of the murder of Hillary Wilson, visit our website. Someone out there has answers. Our goal is to find them. A few weeks before her death, Hillary's close friend Cherise Houle was murdered. Could there be a connection? Is the connection even larger with a home frequented by other missing and murdered Indigenous girls? Will finding the truth about Hillary help solve other crimes? What happened to Hillary Wilson? Jared Hall, a staff sergeant with the RCMP, is the unit commander of Project Devote, a joint task force between the RCMP and Winnipeg Police Service that is working to solve the cases of missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. Jared has seen the challenges of transitioning from a small, close-knit community to a city environment.
For anybody moving from a small community to a larger community, there's almost a culture shock to it. I know that Hillary was originally from Norway House Cree Nation. And to come from there, where she'd, from my experience and working in communities and First Nations communities like that, there's a closer sense of family and safety, and things are closer to you. You know, safe places, safe people. It's readily available to you. Support networks, whether it be in people or places to go. You know them and you're comfortable with them, and it's like those of us who live in the city, it's like your own street. And they have an entire community to support them like that. To come to another community or a large major center such as Winnipeg, it's completely new and foreign, and the bright lights and, you know, things don't quiet down at 2 o'clock in the morning, and you know, people are out, and there's more people, and there's more things to distract a person or for them to be involved in, and support mechanisms might not necessarily be there or as readily available as they were or familiar as they were in the community that they're from originally.
It is suspected that Hillary was lured into drug use and became a sexually exploited teen. Child exploitation specialist Jennifer Richardson works with kids every day who are vulnerable, just as Hillary was.
Being a child now, I think it's hard. You know, the amount of different drugs that are out there, the pressures on parents, the pressures on children to have all the expensive name brand things. you know, not parents can't afford all that. It's a lot of money. And so again, I see a lot of kids sometimes, especially in northern communities, being groomed or like lured with just name brand stuff. I mean, most families can't afford all that stuff, but offenders can, because they're going to make lots of money off the kids once they traffic them. So I know that tiny small investment they put out in the very beginning to lure the kids is going to gain them huge amounts of money. And it's hard to get caught. The offenders know it's hard to get caught.
Things move fast for Hillary. She was exploited from a young age, like Vanessa Briere, Claudette Osborne Tayo, and other Winnipeg girls who have gone missing or been murdered. Girls like Cherise Houle, Hillary's friend, whose body was found on July 2, 2009 in Sturgeon Creek near Winnipeg, just weeks before Hillary was murdered.
Hillary was just 18 years old. Hillary was 5'7", approximately 120 pounds. She had long, light brown hair, and she had blonde extensions in it. Hillary was found in the afternoon of August 20th, 2009, in a grassy field that was at the end of DeVries Avenue, just outside the city of Winnipeg in the rural municipality of East St. Paul. And she was discovered there by a person who was walking their dog. Through the investigation, or from the onset of the investigation, it was known to us that it was the foul play was involved, and it was undertaken as a homicide investigation from the onset.
When the news of Hillary's death reached her uncle, Dwayne Balfour, in Norway House, he, like the rest of Hillary's family, was devastated.
When there's a death in the family, you know, owl comes to you. Comes to you, or, you know, makes a sound, or just comes around. I seen one. It's white. It's flying towards me. It flew right over me, and I didn't really think of it. And sure enough, next day, I got the news. Yeah, Hillary is gone. They found her, and I just couldn't. I was in shock.
Investigators have been working to solve the case of the murder of Hillary Wilson, but there have been few leads. Hillary's family believes that someone out there knows something. What led Hillary to becoming so vulnerable to exploitation at such a young age? Could her friend Cherise Houle's death help provide answers, or are their tragic cases unrelated? Is there hope for justice? And is there hope for Canada to create the change that will protect its Indigenous women and girls? Hillary Angel Wilson was just 18 years old when her body was found on the outskirts of Winnipeg off Highway 59, near the north perimeter in rural municipality of East St. Paul. It was the afternoon of August 20th, 2009, and the last time Hillary was known to be seen was the night before in the north end of Winnipeg at Selkirk Avenue and Mackenzie Street, where she may have made a call from a payphone around 8:30 p.m. If you have any information that might help solve the case of the murder of Hillary Wilson, visit our website. Hillary had moved to the city from her home community of Norway House, and it is possible that she was exploited in the city. From the beginning, Hillary's death was treated by law enforcement as a homicide. Hillary's family was in shock. They were angry. Hillary's uncle, Dwayne Balfour, was familiar with the dark side of Winnipeg, but the news of his niece's murder was still heartbreaking.
The family, I think, was in shock. But at the same time, like, I knew, I know that place. It's not called the murder capital for nothing in Canada. It's not safe at night there.
Staff Sergeant Jared Hall of Project Devote has seen the devastating effect of a loss like Hillary's for the loved ones left behind.
And for Hillary's family, they live this every day. Unfortunately, there's been a number of families over the years that I've had contact with, and with that, the conversation, the contact you have with them when you tell them what's happened, you're there in a moment that's changed their lives forever.
Hillary's uncle Dwayne remembers her as a little girl.
Well, I guess she was like any other girl. Like, she liked, you know, flowers, and she liked, you know, the color pink, and she was into fashion. She liked clothes, eh? She would get her friends together and her cousins or relatives, and she would dress them up, whatever she would find, right? And then she would have her own little show, her own little catwalk, she'd have makeup, and for her age, I was very, I found that very funny, because, I don't know, it's kind of cute the way, like, because it kind of made me laugh. But, you know, she liked playing with her dolls, and she really liked school, eh? She was really a school person. And growing up in Norihouse was very, well, just very slow, eh? Just very, like, country-like. You know, she grew up like a simple life, eh?
The details of Hillary becoming involved in drug use and being exploited in the sex trade are unclear. It is documented that she spent time at a house on Burroughs Avenue in Winnipeg, where men exploited girls in exchange for food and crack cocaine. Girls like Vanessa Briere, a 17-year-old who was murdered in 2007. Girls like Cherise Houle, Hillary's friend. Governor General Award-winning advocate Diane Redsky is executive director of Mama Wichita Center, which offers a number of culturally relevant prevention and support-based programs and services to Winnipeg's Indigenous community. Diane shed some light on why Indigenous women and girls are particularly vulnerable.
We can't forget the legacy of the residential school, the legacy of colonization, and how that is a reality for women and girls today, where racism, classism, and then sexism rolls out for Indigenous women at its very, very worst. And so we are still fighting systems that are creating vulnerability for Indigenous women and girls, where we have systems that are set up to work against us. The other thing, particularly when it comes to sexual exploitation, there's a market for Indigenous women and girls to be victimized by people who wish to profit off their victimization. And that is really key.
Like so many tragedies involving exploited women, Hillary's murder has left her family searching for answers and trying to heal. Have there been any tips that could help solve Hillary's case? Could a national inquiry into Canada's missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls bring solutions to this issue? Could finding the person or people who took Hillary's life help bring closure to other cases? ...18-year-old Hillary Angel Wilson was found murdered on the afternoon of August 20th, 2009 in a grassy field at the end of DeVries Avenue in the rural municipality of East St. Paul, just outside of Winnipeg. Law enforcement immediately launched a homicide investigation. Hillary had last been seen the night before at the corner of Selkirk Avenue and Mackenzie Street in Winnipeg, where she may have made a call from a payphone around 8:30 p.m. Years later, Hillary's murder remains unsolved. If you have any information that might help solve the case of the murder of Hillary Wilson, visit our website. Increasingly, the internet is used as a tool to lure Indigenous women and girls from their communities to the city, where they are trafficked. Traffickers can sometimes enter into a community to try to lure women and girls. Sometimes the community says no.
We had a community that was having traffickers come into their community, and it was a very small community just outside of Winnipeg, and these men were going into the community and removing kids from the community and exploiting them, and come on, 5 or 6 grandmothers got together and basically stood on the highway into their community. Then the rest of the community got involved, and it brought so much media attention and so much awareness.
The federal government has launched an inquiry to begin to try to solve some of the issues that lead to exploitation and violence against Canada's missing and murdered Indigenous women and girls. In the pre-inquiry stage, Minister of Status of Women, Patty Haidu, worked with Ministers Carolyn Bennett and Jody Wilson-Raybould to design the inquiry together with families.
My role was with my colleagues to listen to families from coast to coast to coast about their situation, about what they would like the inquiry to look like. And it really was very important to us that families had an opportunity to provide input because it was something that really families had been working on for so long. In fact, the inquiry was not the idea of this particular federal government. It was, we provided an impetus to get it done. But in fact, it was the work of families for as far back as two decades, saying, this is happening to the women and girls in our community. We need to find out why. Please, someone look into this, advocating at the local level. And so we thought that the first step was to talk to those very people that had been affected and that had been doing this work for so, so long without any support.
For some families, the rollout of the inquiry hasn't been enough. For Minister Haidu, the connection to this issue is personal.
I come from the world of public health. It was one of my first professional roles, if you will, as a planner in public health. And it was in public health that I realized that if you don't have a safe place to live, if you don't have access to education, if there's no running water, if you don't feel like you're included in your country, in your community, if you don't have enough income to feed yourself or those that you love, that your opportunities to thrive are non-existent. I can see faces when I do this work of people that I've known and that I've worked with and that I have helped or that I've lost, you know, before help could arrive.
For Hillary's family, the importance of honoring her memory ensures that Hillary is never forgotten and that the pursuit of justice is always top of mind. Hillary's uncle Duane feels the support from his home community of Norway House, where Hillary is buried.
No, there's definitely a lot of support. There's a lot of support. And when things like that happen, they take it very seriously. When the body is getting taken from the church to the graveyard, to the burial site, people stop their vehicles and they park and they take their hat off. And a show of respect and, you know, let the body go through and the people, the family. And then you can proceed, you know, to whatever you're doing. That's the respect that our people have and what they do. Times like that.
Hillary's family believes there are people out there who have answers, and carrying the weight of that knowledge is heavy.
An old friend of mine told me, he's an elder, he passed away. He told me a story. He told me a story that when people do something really bad like that, they can only hold it for so long. I hope somebody comes forward and, you know, just let the law handle it.
Public assistance would be the biggest thing that we could ask from anybody. There are people out there. There is a person out there that knows what happened to Hillary. I firmly believe that. The investigative team firmly believes that. And appeal to that person or anyone with information to come forward to provide that. We understand the hesitancies or reservations in those things. Sometimes it's a person going back to a past life from 2009 and you know, maybe a place that they were that they're trying to forget or trying to move on to. Sometimes it's information that that they're worried about providing and what exactly they're getting themselves involved in. Other times there's an uncertainty about how the police are going to handle their information, who am I talking to, who am I providing it to. Those things aren't foreign to us, and you know, opportunities like this to speak to the public and put ourselves out there and ask and acknowledge those things and an assurance that we will work with people that have information. We will do whatever we can to work with them, to manage the information as best we can. And but as a starting point, we need people to come forward. We need the information. I think sometimes people feel that we might already know, or that what they have isn't significant. In many of these cases, we know a significant amount, but there's always a piece to the puzzle that's eluded us, that isn't there, that we're searching for. And sometimes a person might have something that's very small that may not be, you know, the golden grain of sand or the exact key fact that we need or that we're hoping for. But it's a step in that direction. It can tie us to something. It can tie evidence to something else. It can tie facts to somewhere else. Because there's so many things that make up one of these investigations. And so many different pieces of information, so many different avenues, and sometimes it's those small things from the person that doesn't feel that they have, you know, the information that we really need. It's those small facts and those small points that can be the difference and really bring some things together for us.
For Hillary's family, even harder than not knowing what happened to her is losing their beautiful girl. If Hillary's uncle Dwayne could say one thing to her.
I'd probably say I love you. Yeah, I always will.
If you have any information that might help solve the case of the murder of Hillary Wilson, visit our website.